This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Oh, so cute. Sweet and cute.
Cat videos on the computer, Lee.
Yes, Rob. They are adorable. Mm.
What makes people so obsessed about these cat videos? Let me watch this one with you. Oh, I've seen this one. It's everywhere. Look how many people clicked on this site to see it. About 100,000 by now.
Yes, everybody loves Fluffy.
Fluffy, yes. This cat is fluffy and crazy. Look, it's gone viral.
What do you mean? Fluffy is my cat, and she's very well behaved and healthy. No virus in my cat.
In English, the expression to go viral is used for a picture or a video which has become extremely popular by being circulated quickly and broadly on the internet.
Ah, viral. You mean it spreads quickly like a virus?
Yes. It can be used with a verb to go viral, or just as an adjective before a noun. You can say viral video. Viral is today's expression in the English we speak. Let's hear some examples of how it's used.
A video of First Lady Michelle Obama dancing with a turnip has gone viral on the internet. Hundreds of thousands of people have watched her video in support of healthy eating.
Viral videos are big business nowadays, and even marketing companies are posting amateur-looking videos in the hope of cashing in on the trend.
So, the viral part of what you said has been explained. But what about the crazy cat part?
Oh, Lee, I'm sorry. The good part is that it's gone viral, so everybody finds your cat interesting. But the bad part is...
Is
that you've got a very angry cat. Very fluffy and very angry. I know you love your pet, but you've got to admit it is funny. Let's watch it again.
It is funny.
You see? There you go. Fluffy is a star.
Yes! Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.